Hey, how you doing? This is Brian Kane, your Mental Performance Mastery coach and creator of the Mental Performance Mastery Certification Course, or the MPM for short. And today I'm really, really excited to be bringing you one of our own, a certified Mental Performance Mastery coach, a good friend, a co-author, Ethan Miller, high school athletic director and baseball coach at Central Springs School in Iowa. Ethan, thanks for getting on the podcast and sharing your experience, my friend.
Hey, fired up to be here. Thanks for the opportunity and for what you're continuing to do to help people close that gap.
Absolutely, man. And for the listeners, you know, I'm actually doing this podcast right now from a McCarran Airport in Vegas, and Ethan's got a snow day, so we had some time today in Iowa. So I said, hey, I got a layover. You got a snow day. There's no time better than the present. Let's rock and roll. So Ethan, if you would, man, could you kind of take our listeners through sort of your journey into mental performance mastery? And just to get started, what I want the coaches listening to this and the trainers listening to this to know is that within 90 days of you joining the Mental Performance Mastery Certification Course and you making the investment that you did for $597 into the Mental Performance Mastery Certification Course, you've already done 20 times that in the first 90 days. Is that true?
That is correct. That is correct.
Now, what's amazing about that is that, you know, within 90 days of you joining the certification as a mental performance coach, you've done 20 times that. But, you know, full transparency here, the background is you've been in mental performance and attending, you know, events and workshops with me, and we've been friends now for 4 to 5 years, you know, before the Mental Performance Mastery Certification came out. So I want the listeners to know that you've been doing a lot of work on this before you got certified. But the key thing is so are the coaches that are listening to this. You know, you were a high school AD, you were a high school coach doing a lot of what was in the Mental Performance Mastery Certification already. It just was kind of maybe a little bit disjointed and unorganized. And now that, you know, you've been through the training and through the certification, you have a system that's allowing you to basically throw jet fuel on your fire and passion for coaching.
Yeah, and with the coaches that are listening right now, like Brian had said, is there are a lot of things that you are already doing. There are things that you have built into your programs, whether it be team building or leadership or mindset, but it's all over the place. It is almost essentially taking a, for those that people know shotguns, you are taking a shotgun shell and pellets and just kind of throwing it out there, and it's just widespread and array. What the Mental Performance Mastery Certification has allowed myself to do and also will help you as a coach is to bullet hole that and take it and make that focus a lot tighter. Into what it is that you're going to do so that you can make it systematic and it's a part of what you do. It's not one more thing that you're already doing it. It's what you're doing now is able to then streamline it and make it consistent as a part of your program and your program's culture and how you're impacting the lives of those you serve.
You know, and Ethan, you see it every day as an athletic director and as a coach. I see it in the field of mental performance where when I ask coaches or trainers, hey, how are you growing the mindset of your clients or your athletes? And they say, well, I send them these YouTube videos or I send them this podcast. And a lot of times it's motivational speaker bullshit, excuse my French, that is just out there and there's no substance behind it in terms of research. There's no substance behind it in terms of someone who's actually applied it with thousands of athletes. And I think what you found with just say the mindset portion of the mental performance certification is that it just simplifies and says, just do this. And you're doing this already, but eliminate all the fluff, save all the time, and just do this because this is what's going to get results.
And, you know, the stuff within motivation is that, you know, it's great. We have to have motivation. Motivation gets us started, but it's the commitment and the consistency that keeps us going. Why have 80% of all New Year's resolutions failed already by like the third week of January, and we're already now into February, is because there's no system. And it becomes really hard to maintain things if it is not consistently embedded into what you do, whether it be an exercise regime, whether it be nutrition, whether it be developing then the mindsets of your athletes. So when you can actually take that and say, hey, here's what we do in developing mindset, in teaching culture, in creating focus and awareness, and how to teach meditation and mental imagery, which we're finding the research on that is just impactful on helping people de-stress, to unwind. It's incredible. So, yeah, the tools with all this is where the missing piece in helping people take that leap and that next step from being average to elite.
You know, and Ethan, I think the thing that's most impressive, if we kind of rewind the clock here, you know, and now that, you know, you're one of the the top mental performance, you know, coaches out there right now doing great work while also having a family and also being an athletic director and also being a coach, right? It's very difficult to do this work full time. It's not like you go to school, get a degree in sports psychology, and then you get a job in sports psychology. It doesn't work that way. There's not jobs in sports psychology, right? So Tyler Pazek, who you know, he got a master's at TCU, paid $40,000 a semester, and or $40,000 a year to do a master's at TCU. And in 2 years, not one time did he see a professor work with a coach, athlete, or team. Not once. So it'd be like him going to get a degree in strength and conditioning and never stepping in a damn weight room. Okay, so the breakdown in the field of mental performance, or call it sports psychology, is there just isn't enough people out there doing really good, high-quality work in the trenches on a daily basis that you can go learn from and see. There's people in the ivory tower of research, but there's no one in the trenches with coaches doing the work. And I think the benefit, you know, for you is that you were doing the work, and then we met, if you wanted to rewind it back to like 5 years ago and talk about kind of where you were at, why you got invested into the mental game, why you brought me out to Central Springs, and then how your whole entire life has just transformed over the last 5 to 6 years.
And background-wise, I mean, I was a four-sport athlete in high school. I was an all-state athlete. I was a good athlete. I was recruited by some divisional schools for baseball, but came down to it as like, hey, do I want to, like, not be sure of, like, possible playing time? But I ended up going to an NAIA school in Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa. And my MO was this. I could be really, really good, or I could also be really bad because I couldn't get out of my own way. And for the reason why then there's a switch that got flipped on me from my coaches that it impacted me is, like, just even saying something like, hey, focus on this at bat, where I would just get so big picture and psych and hype my own self out, and that it led to be almost problematic. But, like, once I got it figured out, had a great career, and I'm being an All-American, inducted in the Hall of Fame at Northwestern, but there was still something missing. There's still something, a part of me, I thought, gosh, you know, what more is there? I didn't know what that was. Mental conditioning and sports psychology wasn't really a thing, you know, back in that I was even dealing with. But I was in college in 2003, and graduated there. And then when I got into coaching, I've noticed this gap in our athletes and how can we can perform when it mattered? How can we couldn't be at our absolute best? And then I listened to you. I was at a hitting session with Rick Heller on one of his camps. He was at the time at the University of Northern Iowa, and now he's the head baseball coach at the University of Iowa. And he mentioned your name, and I'm like, Brian Kane. He's like, yeah, he's great with sports psychology. And I'm like, okay. And then I, you know, came across one of the mental conditioning for baseball audios, and then like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is what was missing for me in my life and my playing career. And then I'm like, I just got to learn more. And then you spoke to the Iowa High School Baseball Coach Association in 2013. Totally blew my mind. I'm like, this is it. This is the spot. This is where it needs to go. Then when I got to be the athletic director in 2015, had some professional development money, had you come out, spend some time with our coaching staff and our athletes, and specifically made slept in my you know, small two-bedroom cottage with me and my wife having one kid, and slept in my daughter Greta's nursery and pink blankets and all that stuff. But
I remember it well, man. It was beautiful.
You said one sentence to me, and for you coaches out there that are listening and people that are looking to make an impact, know this. Each individual on this planet is one comment away from having their life completely changed. And the one comment that Brian said to me was this. He's like, he said, I got a feeling about you, man. Let's see how good you can be. And my flame that burned inside already, which I thought was pretty red, turned white and to use jet fuel. As it turns out to be, then we just took off. And the strategies and the systems you gave me and had to live it. And so mental performance and mastery is not just about something you do within your athletes. It's a lifestyle. And it's how you live. It's how you structure your life. It's how you view things. It's in with your responses. It's in your teachings. It's how you communicate. It's in your relationships. It's everything in that. It permeates your entire being as part of who you are. And then, so then you and I then continue to develop a friendship and a mentorship. And, you know, proud to be again on here again for the second time with you on a podcast. The materials and the tools has impacted my life greater than anybody and anything else that I've come across. And that the belief in this is that I want to give this, you know, the reason why for me is that this is what I needed
as a high school athlete, this is what I needed as a collegiate athlete, but just didn't know where to go. And there are athletes out there that need this exact same thing, and even professionals that need this in their life to help close that gap from where they are to where they want to be, but not just have it be they're searching in a dark room for their, you know, trying to find their keys. Man, the lights are on, the directions are there, and then you just go. And the beautiful part
about it too, Ethan, is that, you know, when we first met, like, you have completely changed your body. You've completely changed your mindset. You've probably completely changed your financial picture and everything. And all you're doing is going out and teaching what you do on a daily basis. It's not like you're teaching anything that you don't do yourself. Is that right?
Correct. And, you know, I tell, you know, when you look at the stages of buy-in, you know, stage one, it's not for me. Stage two, it's for others. Stage three, I'll give a shot. And stage four is, how did I do this any other way? You know, and try to advance people into that stage three of buy-in to try it. There's a lot of things that, you know, I'd say 98% of the strategies that are in the manual, the performance certification that we go out and do, I've tried it. And you're just trying to find what works for you and each person, you know, for what they need. Because every person has a gap. There's this thing we call the zone of proximal development. And every single person has a different zone as far as where they lie and what they need. And that's where our job is to come in and not make things like, say, cookie cutter, but make it custom built for what they need while still exposing them to strategies and systems that they have in their toolbox to go to when they need to make an improvement. And with the mindset of individuals, again, we have – it's trained or untrained. You know, it's not a condition. It is a state. And we need to stop viewing, you know, these things we make in improvements in our life as a way of saying, hey, you know what? I'm trying to make something better, not because I'm bad. It's how can we just move up the ladder one step, one rung at a time to get to that destination we want to be. And so you live it, you do it, you teach it, you model it, because they need to see it as well. And those people are trying to lead, if they see that you're doing it and you can provide that social proof and also connecting with others, that has such an incredible impact.
Well, and the first thing I think for any coach listening to this, you know, Ethan, and there's going to be coaches that are listening to this that don't necessarily know what mental performance mastery is, but they're working as a strength coach or they're working as an athletic trainer or a, you know, personal trainer in a gym, and they're going, okay, well, you know, what is this mental performance coaching? And I just put together programs and train my athletes physically, you know, and I think the message I want to share with those coaches is that if you're not coaching mental performance, you know, what you do with them physically is only going to be so beneficial. But if you're coaching mental performance in addition to what you do with conditioning, in addition to what you do with nutrition, you're going to become unstoppable and you're going to become so much more valuable and increase your impact and increase your income that you're going to have, like, change more people's lives and grow your business. Would you agree with that?
I agree completely with that. And, you know, the focus is, you know, one of the myths on mindset is that, hey, you're born with it, you either have it or you don't. And that is a complete, you know, false statement, in that it's either you're trained or untrained. And too often kids are, we dismiss a lot of athletes. We dismiss a lot of individuals because we still have the wrong mindset. Well, what are we doing to train that? What are we doing to develop that? And in my opinion, with mental performances, giving people what they need to just get out of their own way so that their best self can come forward and compete and just let the chips fall where they may. It's not wizardry. It's not Jedi mind tricks. It's not witchcraft. But it allows a person to have something to go to so that they can be at their best when it matters the most, and that the physical things we're doing with drills and X's and O's and schemes, those actually get to come through with the greatest amount of effectiveness because the head is clear, the consciousness is clear, they can move forth with the speed and the intention they need to then go out and execute and just compete the best they possibly can, play, you know, one at a time.
You know, Ethan, I think to kind of bring this to closing, because I got to hop on this plane here, is, you know, talk just about how, you know, you've been able to grow a business and kind of how your progress into, you know, starting to financially make money by doing mental performance coaching, because I know you're now an author, you're now a speaker, you're consulting with other school districts and about the teachers and administration, you're going to work with college volleyball teams, you're working with baseball teams, you've been to the University of Oklahoma, like, you've done a lot of really good work. How do you get that work? And tell me kind of about that process and sort of your pathway into now becoming a profitable mental performance coach.
When I started, well, my individual personal mission is to positively impact and influence the lives of those I serve. And
that's what I view what I do is that it's in service. I'm there to help them. They're not there to somehow serve my ego and to make me feel like I'm this, you know, I'm a very, very flawed human being, much like everybody else, trying to do as best as possibly can, one day at a time. But I go out in these positions of service, and my very first speaking engagement was at a conference leadership summit. And I look back to my growth from that speaking engagement 2 years ago to where I am now, and it's almost comical. I was too hopped up on caffeine. I was a little bit too jacked up and juiced up. I spoke way too fast. Didn't understand how to necessarily work a room, but hey, that's feedback and how to continue to grow and take one step forward. But then it moved into, you know, just going to work with people, and then being in the classroom is using these techniques and teaching classes in character and leadership and health, and working on specific aspects of how I present, how I communicate, how I engage with an audience. And everything's an opportunity. Everything we do is training. And that's how I viewed it. And so from there was, I'd do pro bono work. I'd go and speak to the Lions Club just to work on, you know, audience engagement. I'd speak with a local Kiwanis. I would have a chance to, you know, I'd jump in as an AD. I'd jump in and do announce for a couple games here and there just to continue to work on the communication aspect. But then I had a chance to go down to Texas and speak at a Texas Association of Secondary School Principals. Didn't pay a dime, but I was in front of 200 people and had a chance to continue to work there. And then first paying client, the word of mouth just happened, you know, just promoting and trying to, you know, building a website and social media, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, and just trying to put yourself out there and some of the things you're doing. And then also the what they would get from a motivation standpoint, just giving people daily nuggets for the things that are free apps that you can use. They had a high school football team that came forth last year and the first paying client that wanted more training and mental conditioning and also within leadership. That stemmed into a full-on team consult, work with their coaching staff and their athletes. And to see that growth, that's a high you can't buy. And then to continue on, it moved into then, you know, a bank, you know, hears about, oh, this someone knows somebody who knows somebody else who needs a speaker for here. And then it's gone into then, you know, helping a volleyball team prep for the state championship and take them through some mental performance training leading up to it. And also during the state tournament to a girls basketball team to kicking off their season to now then a junior college, you know, volleyball program and then a high school softball team. And then it just continues to snowball. And I think for anybody that's looking to get into this is just make the big time where you are, do as great as you possibly can be, and then know that every situation that you have to be with people is training. And it's a practice for you to connect with others and to develop trust with those people that you are around and interact with. Because people are, when they experience you, they're left three different ways. They're either energized, they are exhausted, or they are, So trying to leave people in a better mood or a better place, whether it be a high five or slap on the back, but to try to engage and know that the performance of every single person on this planet is dictated by the influence of others. And that's what I want to try to do, is make an impact and influence for those people that I get a chance to serve. It's humbling. It's exciting, but it's a path that I kind of thought was going to be out there for me someday. Didn't know what it was, but just was wanting to do the work to see what was going to happen. It's been an IV drip, slow build to now it's getting into more of a faucet to potential for a fire hose. But it's been a process. It's been 3 years in the making, but then the mental performance mastery certification has just been the icing on top of it all. That's now then taken all these ideas jumbling around and to have it just focused into one clear plan that I can then customize based upon my own personality and my own self. And that's the benefit of this program that Brian has done. And I've never had one single course in sports psychology in my life.
And I think that's such a valuable point, you know, is that you haven't had a course on sports psychology. And another one of our, you know, mental performance coaches, Tyler Pazik, had 2 years of sports psychology at TCU and not one time got to see a professor do any work with a coach, athlete, or team. He basically paid a lot of money to read a textbook. And I think the last message in closing here, as I'm now sitting on the plane, is that, you know, I want our coaches and trainers to know that if when they go through the Mental Performance Mastery Certification, it's not a certification and you're done. That's like your step into a lifestyle of growth and development, and they're going to have plenty of opportunities like you've taken advantage of to engage with me, whether you know, and other members of our team, whether it be at, you know, live immersion events, coaches clinics, you know, and different things that we do. So it's not like you take the certification and you're done. It's the start of a relationship that hopefully lasts the rest of your life.
And that's one thing that, Brian, I really appreciate with you and all the teams you work with and the people you serve is that you are an accessible expert. And too often, you know, you're not afraid to pull back the curtain and allow people into your life so that you can impact them the way that you've been putting this planet to do. And, you know, so for any of your coaches that are out here that are considering going through this, it is a foot in the door, but it is, you know, not like, okay, I've got this and now I'm good to go. We have to constantly be working on our craft, and it's day in, it's day out. And it's like the success cycle. The harder you work at something, the better you do at it, the more you like it, or the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more you like it, so the harder you're going to work. And it's this consistent cycle is that once you start seeing the results within your athletes with things that you've probably already done at some point in time, but again, this workbook is invaluable from the mind that of, in my opinion, the best on the planet, who does mental performances, you know, for 15, 16 years of his life dedicated to this, who learned from the one of the best of the game with Ken Revisit, who, you know, we recently lost. But I think that once you start seeing the results, it just fuels you even more, because then what you're doing is you're changing the entire trajectory of people's lives, not just from their performance. The performance is just the outcome. You see them, you know, succeed and, you know, to overcome that pressure, overcome like adversity during games and competitions, but to see how they start to evolve as a human being. And that's powerful. And that's the stuff that gives me goosebumps. Even as I'm talking about it right now, that's the difference, is that you are impacting lives. And that's why people get into coaching. That's why people get into training. It's not for the outcome. It's not for the income. It's for the outcome. And that outcome is changing people's lives. This is a step in that direction.
Yeah, it's the influence, it's the impact, man. And if you continue to focus on influence and impact, the income is going to be there. And Ethan, I'm getting the evil eye here from the stewardess to get off the phone. So I just want to have you, if you would, please share any way that are, you know, the people listening to this, if they want more questions about you and your story, or more questions and mentorship from you around mental performance coaching, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? Is there a website? Is there social media? Is there a phone number? What's the best way for people to get you?
Yeah, you can, my website is www.ethan-miller.com. You can email me, ethan@ethan-miller.com. I'm on Twitter, @ethanmiller_20. On Instagram, emiller2020. You can reach out and connect. And anything that I can do for anybody that's listening to help you, if you, you know, even with your coaches, I mean, as a high school athletic director of coaches, if you're like, hey, maybe my school would want to invest and help me with this, you know, I have no problem helping anybody, you know, to promote this program that is the best in the world, to, again, increase the impact, increase influence, and the potentials for the impact of the income. But anybody that needs any assistance, please reach out, and I'll do anything I can to help serve you as best I can.
Awesome. Ethan Miller. Man, value your friendship, value what you're doing to the world, and really appreciate you being a part of today's podcast and you being a Mental Performance Mastery certified coach.
Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you for everything that you continue to do for myself and also for others. It's one of the coolest things that's ever happened in my life, has completely changed that trajectory, that's for sure.
Well, man, I'm humbled by your words. Thank you so much, brother.
All right, take care.
See ya.